L, G, B, T, I, Q, A. These acronyms refer to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, and ally, all part of Queerlicious with Romal.
Hi, and welcome to a brand new episode of Queerlicious with me, Romal. We're live out of our studio in Bangalore, and I've got someone special with me on air today. Let me first welcome my guest for today's show. I've got Bharatisha Ramaya. Welcome to the show, Bharatisha.
Hi, Romal.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Absolutely correct.
Yay! Okay, I really like your name, I must say. I think it has such a melodic ring to it, like Bharatisha Ramaya. It's one of those names I think I would like to have, but then I've got a nice name too. Today's show is really, really special. I'm going to be talking about so many things. First, we're going to figure out the awesome queer life of Bharatisha Ramaya. Okay, he's one of those guys who's really young at heart and is also really young in true physical age, but he's really mature for his age, and that's something that I really appreciate.
Thank
about
you so
him.
Much.
So, let's start off today's show by you telling our listeners about when you first realized that you were gay. Do you identify as being gay, by the way?
Yes.
Completely, or do you have doubts?
In the very beginning, I was kind of doubtful about it, unless and until I could come out to people, meet people, and then get to know that, okay, this is me.
Okay.
I could define myself, okay, I am one among them.
Absolutely. So now you completely call yourself gay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you consider yourself to be gay,
yes,
then when did you first realize that you might be gay?
I suppose at the age of 16 or 17.
Before that, you weren't attracted to guys, or?
I wasn't. I would just ogle at the hot men on the newspaper, the ads on TV.
Okay, so when did you realize that you were ogling at men and not women, which was generally expected?
That was at the age of 16 or 17.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and before that, you didn't ogle at anyone?
None.
Aren't you adorable? Okay, so when you started ogling at men, what was the kind of idea, what was it that passed through your head?
Okay, he looks handsome, he looks cute, oh my god, can't I have him next to me? Somebody to talk to.
So, there was some sort of a understanding that, hey, everyone else likes girls, but
confused
I like
confused understanding.
Okay, were you at peace with yourself, though?
Yes, I was.
So, you were completely chilled out with
completely
it?
Fine with it.
Awesome, and was this because you knew about other people who were attracted to men around you, or it was just that
never,
you
I never knew there was something like this existed.
Wow. So, okay, when did you first come across the term being gay?
At the age of 18.
Okay, so not too far.
Not too
far. Okay, so we're going to talk to Bharatisha about his coming out story about... you have come out.
Yes, I have.
So we're going to talk to him about his coming out story. We're going to talk to him about his awesome queer life. And we're going to talk about a lot more things. I've been in conversation with Bharatisha Ramaya, and we've been talking about his awesome queer life. We just got to the part of where he was telling us about how he dealt with his sexuality and realized that he might probably be gay at the age of 16.
Yes.
And came across the term gay and the fact that a community existed by the age of 18. So let's find out about that more in detail. So Bharatisha, the first time you realized that, hey, I might be different, I'm attracted to guys, what is this all about? How were your reactions? I mean, were you really interested? Were you interested in, you know, meeting guys? Or did you feel that you were doing something wrong? What were your reactions at that point of time?
It was just an inquisitive feeling right then. Okay, let me just go find out what is it, how it works out. Before I could get to the point how it works out, it was like, let me just see what it is. So I went on to Google, just Googled it, got to know what is what. Then I got to know about gay Romeo. I suppose at the age of 18, I was faking that I was 19 and I got onto it.
Okay.
And that's how it started off.
So that basically Planet Romeo.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and gay Romeo, I'm assuming, is the non-sexual version.
Sorry, that is Guys for Men.
Guys for Men, okay.
Yeah.
So were you on Guys for Men?
Yes, I was.
And Guys for Men doesn't exist anymore, does it?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you went on to Planet Romeo, got yourself an account?
Yes.
And that's your first encounter with homosexual life? Okay.
Yes.
So how did that go?
It was pretty good. I was totally freaking out about putting up my pic. Mm-hmm, in public, and okay. I was like, what would anybody react? How would they react if they saw my pic?
Okay.
And I was quite discreet about it, even though I know that I've seen this person somewhere out here. It was quite a tough time at that point of time.
Okay.
Making it a move to go meet people.
Okay.
I found it a bit difficult.
So when was the first time that you kind of decided to, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and meet this person? Like, I'm sure you came across interesting profiles.
Of course.
So how did your first date go?
It was pretty good. It was a Malu person, again.
A Malayali person. What is with the obsession with Malayalis? I need to know. Everyone seems to be falling in love with Malayalis.
So. Well, I didn't fall in love with them. It was just a date.
You haven't fallen in love with a Malayali?
You're talking about the first one, the first experience.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying. Malayalis seem to get all the attention in this world. So I wonder what that is all about. But we'll get to that in just a bit. Right now, we're talking about your first date, which was with a Malu guy.
Yes.
So how did that go?
It was pretty good. The so-called person asked me to come and meet him at the place.
Okay.
Around 500 meters from my place.
Okay.
I just told mom I've got to go to college, do my work, so let me just pack up my books and go. And I went and met him. He was a pretty good and sweet guy. I told him it's my first time. And he dealt me with care.
Okay. That's really nice.
Yes, and he told me what is what.
Okay.
And he did explain to me about the sexual part of it, how you go about it.
Okay.
And I met him a couple of times. I suppose it took a month.
Okay.
And that's when I got physical with him.
Wow, so you got physical for the first time after 1 month.
Yes.
So that is something indeed. So this was 18, I'm assuming you were 18 by then?
Yes, 18.
Were you already out to your parents?
No. Nope.
Yeah, so were you out to yourself though?
Yes.
Were you convinced that, hey, I'm
not really convinced.
Okay. Did you really think that you, I mean, I'm sure you would have had these feelings occasionally where you're wondering, am I bisexual?
No.
Can I, no, never?
Never.
So what was the confusion about then?
It was just that, okay, will I last for good in this? But it's just this temporary feeling out here.
Did anyone ever tell you that this might just be a phase?
N number of people, from my friends to my parents.
I must ask you this, though. So, at the age of 18, what were you really doing at this point of time? I mean, were you in college?
I was in college.
And what do you study? What were you studying then?
I was studying my PU.
Okay. And what were you, like, what were the subjects you were doing?
PCMB, science.
Which is, okay,
physics,
science.
Chemistry, maths, and biology.
And this was all in Bangalore?
Yes,
are
very
you originally
much.
A Bangalore boy?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. And where in Bangalore do you stay?
Indranagar.
Hoity-toity. Okay, so we're talking to Bharatisha Ramaya about his coming out experience, about his awesome queer life, and we've got to the point where we're going to ask him about when he decided to finally come out. So I know after that you might have met a lot of people.
Yes, I have.
When did love first happen?
That was as soon as I passed out from my plus two.
Okay.
During the phase of my plus two, I could say.
Okay.
I was attending the tuition from a good teacher from my faculty.
Okay.
And I also did come across a person who used to stay close by to a place. So that gave me a chance. Okay, I'm going to go for tuitions and study and play out here too.
So how did that go?
It went pretty well.
Okay, did y'all end up being in a relationship or did y'all just have fun for a long time? How did it go?
It was just a temporary period of fun and relationship.
Are you still in touch with that person?
Of course, yes.
Friends?
Very good friends.
I love that. I love it, you know, how most people from the queer community can always be friends with their exes. It's something that the straight world needs to learn.
And hi to him. He's out in Mumbai right now.
Hey, what? Do you want to use his name? I don't think you should.
No,
anyway.
Mr. V.
Mr. V, if you're listening to this show from Mumbai, a big hi from Bharatisha and me. Okay, so once that finished,
yes.
So what age were you at around this point of time?
19.
19?
Yes.
So when was your first serious relationship? Have you been in one?
I've always got the mindset of being in a serious one.
Okay.
I've always been the serious one. I don't know. It is, at times, the course of the relationship, it's serious, it is casual, it's about how two people take it along.
Okay, so are you the kind of person who wants to settle down with one person for the rest of your life?
Absolutely.
Aww,
thumbs
up. I love these boys who have these opinions. And I'm so happy that at your age you're already comfortable with, you know, the idea of being monogamous with someone and things like that. I'm not saying that that's the only thing you can do. I'm totally fine with people choosing other alternatives, but I really appreciated that at the age of 22 or so started in your head. Okay, so after that, how many people have you dated, and, you know, which has been the best relationship so far? Something that has given you, you know, the kind of hope?
I would say all of them. I wouldn't want to pick up one and tell, okay, this is the best. All of them have taught me a good lesson in life. So thanks to all of it.
So grown up, I see. You talk. Okay, I'm in conversation with Bharatisha. Are you single right now?
Super single.
Awesome. So Bharatisha is single, guys. Please stalk him on Facebook. He's Bharatisha Ramaya. That's B-H-A-R-A-T-E-E-S-H-A-R-A-M-A-I-A-H.
Yes.
Yep. So when did you come out to your parents? Like that must have been a really important part of your life.
Yes,
so
very
what
important.
What triggered it off and how did it go?
I do remember the phase when I used to lie to my parents, okay, I've got extra classes out here. I used to bunk classes. I used to go out, come home late nights, have the guts to come home late and tell, okay, I had this class here and there. And later my parents get to know there was nothing. I didn't want to lead a fake life, wear a fake mask and tell, okay, I'm doing this. I felt as they being my parents, they have the right to know what I'm up to. So that's when at the age of 20, I did come out to them. I did come out to one of my family member. Through her, I got to my parents and that's when I made them realize, okay, this is me. You got to know me now.
Okay, and how was their reaction initially?
Pretty much, they were initially shocked. It was quite hard for them to digest. It took time and mom was like quite cool about it in the very beginning and later it started triggering, okay, why do you have to do this, why do you have to do that?
Okay.
They made all their efforts to go to any extent to make me turn straight. I just gave up.
And
okay.
What kind of efforts were these?
Okay, let's go to this temple, let's go to this person here and there and let's see what can be done. I knew time plays an important role, so I just gave up, let them do whatever they want to do and once they realize nothing can be done, they will come back.
So how long was that process? How long did that process take?
Approximately a year.
Okay, and in a year, now they've accepted you for who you are?
Yes, now it's been 2 years.
I am so, so happy. I'm actually really proud of your parents too. I know they took their time,
yes.
But I'm really happy they accepted you. And I'm so happy that you had the patience to give them that time.
Yes.
You know, that's really a huge part about coming out. What was the hardest part of your coming out story? Like, what was the hardest period then? Like, I know for a fact that your... you know, it must have been really tough on you that your parents were being so harsh on you. But I'm sure there must have been one really bad incident that you don't forget. Because if you know, why I want you to talk about this is a lot of people who are listening to us are also people who are not yet out of the closet.
True.
And when you share your experience of the kind of difficulties you went through, the kind of joys you went through, how you overcame all of it, you are a source of inspiration to them. Which is why I'm asking you to share this. So if you're uncomfortable, it's totally fine with that. But... you want to talk about it?
Pretty no.
Not
no.
Really. Okay.
Not really.
Let's not get into that. That's totally fine. I am so happy you've come across all of that. You've come over all of that. And
let's take the good going.
Yeah. Let's talk about the good stuff. Absolutely fine. Okay, so Bharatisha is now an out and proud person. And Ajay G from Hyderabad just texted me saying that your story sounds a lot like his. And Ajay, you should probably...
Hi, Ajay.
You should probably talk to us about your story someday, Ajay. We'd love to know. We'd love to know your story too. I mean, it might sound the same, but you know, everyone's story is unique. So I'd love to know what that is all about. Okay, so now you're out.
Yes.
You're fabulous. You're fine.
Yep.
You're working. You're independent.
Yes.
So what is the kind of guy you're looking for?
Nothing, no particular agenda on mine. Be who you are.
No particular gender on my...
Oh, agenda. No gender. Oh, my God.
What? Okay. So, okay. No particular agenda on mine. But I'm sure you're attracted to some kind of guy.
Quite hard to describe.
Not really. Huh?
No,
you can't pinpoint?
No.
Do you have a type? I must ask you that. Do you have a type?
I'm fine with anybody. It's good to be an open book.
It is absolutely fine to be an open book. So
having options
might... Let me make this simpler. So what are the 5 prerequisites that you think make a person interesting?
He has to be independent.
Independent.
Smart.
Smart.
Okay, I would rather replace the word smart with intellectual.
Okay, intellectual is a rather problematic word. So do you want him to be smart or do you want him to be a person who really talks about how smart he is all the time?
A person who is smart.
See? So intellectual...
Because he'll have competition if he's with me.
Oh, I like the confidence. Okay, so smart, independent then?
Romantic.
Awesome. Okay, romantic.
A chocolate lover.
So cute. Do you love chocolate?
Yes, big time.
But then both of you will have competition. No? So what if one box of chocolates come? Who's going to eat it?
It's good to share.
Oh, so cute. Okay, and the 5th one.
He has to be tall.
So there, the type finally comes out. So if you're tall, and if you're smart, and if you're independent, and if you love chocolate... That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Then you can definitely get in touch.
As simple as it can get.
Yeah, as simple as it can get. You can get in touch with Bharatisha Ramayana. I'm sure he'd go on a date with you. Yeah? Okay, now, Bharatisha, I'm going to give you some time.
Okay.
I want you to think about what are your opinions on the community that you've been a part of, which is the Bangalore community.
Uh-huh.
I want you to think about those things.
Okay.
Tell me what you like about the community. Tell me what you hate about the community. Tell me what you'd like to change in the community. Tell me how you've seen it evolve. Mm-hmm. So basically, I've never really got the perspective of a 22-year-old, someone who, you know, first dealt with the whole scene at 16.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'd like to know what your opinions are, but I'm going to let you think about that.
Okay.
Moving on to your story, have you... So now tell me, what are your opinions about the queer community? First, tell me the good things. What do you like about the community?
Nothing particular as such. The first time I attended a queer gathering, it was a queer gathering. Pretty good. Quite friendly, I could mention.
Okay.
Quite friendly. I suppose being it my first time,
mm-hmm.
I can't judge it.
Okay.
And after attending a couple of gatherings, I was like quite happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Quite friendly people.
Okay.
Sane. And quite insane people too.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's good.
What is the best thing you like about the community?
We are always in unity. They never let one go.
Awesome.
And I've got that experience.
Okay. Okay, so that's the good parts. Now,
yes.
What are the bad parts?
Bad parts. I would say that it's quite hard for me to mention the bad parts because I've not experienced them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only...
Yeah, okay. I've not experienced anything bad. Good for me.
That is so brilliant. Okay, now, I'm sure as a member of the community, you definitely think about certain things that need to be changed. Right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. What do you think needs to be changed in the community?
As everybody says, please, please, please accept us. We are normal human beings.
No, I'm saying within the community.
Within the communities.
Yeah.
I hate the bitching.
Absolutely. You know, this is a good place to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
I don't want to be a bitch, though.
Yeah, we're not going to bitch about people who do a lot of bitching, but we must tell you that talking behind people's back and, you know, creating rumors within an already small community is a very, very bad idea.
It could tarnish the image of a good person.
Yeah, and it's always going to come back and bite you.
Yes.
It's always going to do
That's
that.
That's one main thing, only.
What is the other thing?
The other things.
Go ahead. You started. You might as well finish it.
I would just stick on to bitching.
So you think that is the biggest
yes,
problem?
Okay. Yes.
And is this something that you think is only particular to your age group, or do you think it spans the whole community?
It happens with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. It's not specifically only this person or this particular age.
Mm-hmm.
It happens everywhere and with everybody.
Okay, now, I think considering the fact that you are part of a much younger age group in the community,
yes.
Do you think there's a vast difference between the way elder people in the community behave and younger people behave?
Me, when I started meeting people,
mm-hmm.
I was meeting people who were older to me.
Okay.
I would say that I was quite comfortable with them, and at presently right now,
mm-hmm.
when I look at people younger to me,
okay.
I would say 18, 19, or even 23, 24, 25 kinds,
mm-hmm.
I would say they are kind of somewhere immature.
Okay.
They are somewhere immature, and they don't know what they want in life.
What kind of immaturity?
They don't know what they want in life, their own life.
Okay.
Everything is temporary, be it
okay.
any physical needs
mm.
or anything they want, anything materialistic in life,
mm.
they're not sure of anything in life.
Okay. And you think the elder generation is aware of all these things?
The people whom I've been with, they've made me realize what is important.
Okay.
So you think from your brains and not from below your knees.
You mean below your...
Wait. Yes, sorry.
Below your knees is your legs.
Okay. That would be the last thing I would use.
Okay. We're getting into some scary parts. I'm in conversation with Bharatisha Ramaya, and we're just discovering the other facets about his awesome, awesome life. So Bharatisha, you're a teacher now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Ah, so what do you teach?
English.
And to what age group?
From the 6th to the 8th grade.
Okay, and I know you've been teaching also a little older kids, right?
Yes, I do.
So how does it feel to be a teacher?
There's no info learning. I love it.
Okay, you enjoy being a teacher?
Yes.
What is the happiest thing to have happened to you so far as a teacher?
Recently,
mm-hmm.
at the place where I teach.
Okay.
I've had a couple of parents come up and tell, so you're doing an excellent job, and our kids like you.
That must be so reassuring.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you teach? I mean, all your students call you. They call you Bharat sir, Bharatisha sir. What?
Bharat sir.
Aww. Okay. I always wanted to know, what does your name mean?
Bharatisha means it's a combination of Lord Hanuman
okay.
and Lord Raghavendra.
That is so interesting. Because very few people have your name.
Yes.
So, Bharatisha, now, you've been a part of the Pride. You've been a part of one Pride, right?
Yes.
So, are you going to be a part
of... Two of them.
Prides?
Yes.
Wow. So, what do you think about the Bangalore Pride?
It's nice.
Okay.
I'm learning something from the previous Pride was fun. I was more confident that I can walk on the streets of Bangalore with my friends, with my kind of people.
Okay.
And whereas on the first Pride, 2 years back, I was really shy. I was scared. What if anybody could find me out here? What would be the outcome of it? I would rather say the more and more I keep attending them, I will learn something new from each of it.
That's a fabulous opinion to have. But so the first time you walked the Pride, did you wear a mask?
Yes.
Okay, and the second time?
No.
Okay, there's a question being asked to you by Srini. Mm-hmm. Srini asks, if he proposes you, will he leave his current boyfriend, if any, and accept you?
I don't have any current boyfriend.
Okay, Srini, he doesn't have a current boyfriend. So if you ask him out on air, and if you do it on air, only if you do it on air, will Bharatisha go out on a date for you, with you. So Srini, if you're listening to us, please call in and you can ask Bharatisha out and he'll definitely date you. See, I told you, it's that simple. So two people are ready to date you. So you can figure out when you want to date them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so a lot of love in the air, a lot of people wanting to date you.
In the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
Generally. So a lot of people wanting to date you. So why have you stayed single for so long? Because I know for a fact that a lot of people are interested in you. So why are you single?
I would rather say I've reached a saturation point.
Oh, I think you're too young to say something like that.
Experience counts.
Does. Okay, so what led to the saturation point?
It's just that, okay, it'll happen when it's meant to happen. Don't go behind it. It'll come behind you.
Are you the kind of guy who waits for the other person to ask you out?
Absolutely, yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm bored of making the first move.
I know. I totally know where you're coming from, because I'm exactly like that. I'm just so done with making the first move. Because every time I make the first move, it goes terribly wrong, by the way.
Not always.
No, for me. Okay. For me personally, it just goes really bad. So I do not want to ever make the first move.
Yeah.
I think that's also us protecting ourselves, but
yes.
I think that's who we are. So, okay, have you ever tried and hooked up to other people? Do you ever play matchmaker?
I do.
Okay.
Of late, I've been doing that.
How successful are you?
100 on 100.
Ooh. Hi, welcome to the show. You're with Romal and Bharat. Who am I speaking to?
This is Srini here from Bangalore.
Hi, Srini. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Srini.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Romal. Hi, Bharat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bharat?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
So, Srini, you were supposed to ask him out on a date. Go ahead and do it.
Okay, so before asking, I would like to tell something about Bharat.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I met Bharatisha, I think, almost more than one and a half year back.
Wow.
At a common friend's place. And so I found him very bubbly, cutie. yet very mature for his age. So there's one thing I like a lot about Bharatisha, because he seems to know a lot of things, and so whatever he says and does, although they look very cutie, bubbly and all, I see a lot of maturity in him.
Absolutely, that's exactly what I've been saying, that he's really, really mature.
Yeah, so Bharatisha, as I said in earlier my show, so you are one emotionally independent person. Will you please date me?
Oh, that is so cute. Now you have to say yes.
Well, sure, we could go on a date.
That is so cute. Oh, by the way.
On a date? Come on, Bharatisha. I want you for my life. I want you for my life, Bharat.
Good things will follow.
Good things will follow.
Yes.
You know what? I think, Srini, the good thing is to go on a date, okay? And then you'll know how great your chemistry is. And so then we'll see how it goes from there. And you know what? I must warn you, Srini, that you have a competition in Kumaran Prabhakar, who is busy typing.
I know. So many people are after Bharatisha,
and
I know.
This boy is still single. I have no clue how. So Kumaran basically is going, Srini, don't lie.
What of the men?
I love how men are fighting over you, Bharat. You lucky boy.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're promised me for a date on air, so you know, don't go back on your promise.
I wouldn't do that. You know me.
See, Srini, you, what do you know about Bharatisha? Apparently you're buttering Bharatisha. I love how this conversation is going. Thank you so much for calling, okay. Srini. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and you,
Srini,
guys are doing awesome.
So much.
Go ahead.
Cool.
Yeah, bye. Enjoy. Bye.
Why are you not excited? I mean, two people have just asked you out. You're going to have some two awesome dates. Isn't that something to be excited about?
It's something to look forward to.
Awesome. So you will look forward to those,
yes,
dates. Okay. So now I should probably... Sukumaran is going to call us in a few minutes. Which
time
are,
goes. Tick,
yes.
Tick,
we're
tick.
Counting the minutes. We're counting the seconds, Kumaran. And let's see if you do a better
and
job.
And the milliseconds too.
So Bharatisha is in conversation with me. And this is Querlicious. And we've got a caller. Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Romal.
Kumaran, you need to put the volume off on the radio.
Yeah. I've put. I've just walked out from far away. Yeah, tell me now.
Awesome. So go ahead. You're talking to Bharatisha. And
hello.
Yeah. Hi, Bharat.
Hi.
What, man? Enough of buttering. Buttering. Everyone's buttering you.
I'm prepared with the butter paper.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I know. I just wanted to say that... Bharat, when I met Bharat, I met him somewhere in the carnival or some...
Yes, at Jaga.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
At Jaga, at Jaga.
Okay.
And it was nice. It was nice meeting him. Mm-hmm. And he shared a lot of common things, as in maybe with friends. We had many mutual friends and all.
Awesome.
He's a nice one. And then, I don't know, he told me he's a biology teacher, and I always knew him as a biology teacher.
Well,
and now he tells that he's in English.
No, yes. He used to take tuitions for biology, in biology for
okay.
A bunch of, 15 years.
7th and 8th, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
and then
okay,
now
okay.
He's working at a school as a teacher for 8th graders. So.
Awesome, I'm working at a college, yay.
Wow, okay, teacher. You can be teacher.
I know, teacher.
No,
yeah,
cheater.
Didn't I tell you, we have a lot of things in common.
So tell us, list them out, come on. You're on
a lot of things in common, as in... number one is number of friends that we have.
Okay.
If Bharat means, I know Bharat. Even if, even my friends say, I know Kumaran.
Okay, point number two.
Point number two, both of them are talkative and we bitch about everyone, everyone whenever we
meet. I love the truth about Bharatisha is coming out.
Yeah, that's what I was about to tell him. Please open up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not opening up. Yeah, anyway, that's all. Two things, and one more would be... I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not
Kumaran,
getting it.
Since
you know
Bharatisha so well, and since he's on air and he can't really escape this situation,
tell
us something really scandalous about Bharat that nobody knows.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Can I?
Go
give me a
sure,
give
go
me
ahead.
That is why I call you. That
go
is why
ahead.
I call you.
Yeah,
evil devil.
You've been given a go ahead. Go on.
Okay, yeah. Okay, this is XYZ. I asked someone, hey, this guy is so hot in Indiranagar.
Okay.
He said, dude, you have Bharatisha's number. I'm not talking about Bharatisha. I'm talking about the other guy. He's like, if you have Bharatisha's number, obviously you'll get to know anyone in Indiranagar. So if I see someone in Indiranagar, I always think that I need to call Bharatisha. Bharatisha will know this fellow.
So now, I thought you were calling up to ask Bharatisha out. So where is this?
You want the guys in Indiranagar, apart from me.
I work near CMS Road, Bharat.
So I'm on the count of three, you better do a kick-ass ask out, okay? One, two, three.
Yeah, Bharat.
All yours.
Okay. Let's meet sometime.
Listen, Kumaran, you have a really hot voice. Make use of it, please.
Bharat. I really fall for you. Okay, I would really love to meet you because, it's nice spending time with you. And we also live, work close by and you stay close by.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a long time, man. Come on, let's catch up.
Pretty long time. Yes, we can. I promise you that.
Yeah, you better WhatsApp me. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done it on air, so I will ensure that this boy does it. Don't worry. I'm going to become everyone's mummy very soon.
Love you, Amal.
Love you too, Kumaran. Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Bye-bye. See you, Bharat.
Bye-bye.
I hate you.
Why?
You have so many people who adore you to bits, man. And you're sitting here and going like, no, I'm not going to meet anyone. I'm done. I don't want this. It's too much pain and all this.
It's just coming. I'm not going behind that. So that's good. What I meant.
So that's what I'm saying. When you have people like this who are so fond of you, give them a chance.
I will.
Go ahead. I'm not saying it has to end up in something really, really awesome, but give it a shot, man. It's always good.
Happiness counts.
Yes, happiness does count. And, you know, I'm not saying that every time you go on a date with someone, it's going to end up in a superb relationship. But you can also make a really good friend. And you
friendship
know, the
is
best,
a kind of relationship.
True, the best relationships come out of friendship.
Yes.
Where you really like each other and you realize that this person is so important to you that you don't want to let go. And then your friendship evolves into a proper relationship and you love each other and for the rest of your life.
Friendship is the beginner.
Yep. So I'm in conversation with Bharatisha and everyone seems to be in love with this boy. I got another message I thought was for you, but it was for me. So
oh
someone
my
still
God.
Loves me. Yay. You're welcome, Kumaran. I'm so happy you came on air. You don't need to thank me. It's totally fine. I've come to the end of my show right now and it's time for me to thank Bharatisha for coming to my show. You've been awesome on the show.
Thank
such a
you
pleasure.
So much, Rooms.
And you know what? Go on those dates, man.
I shall.
Go on those dates. I think those two guys are really awesome and I love how much they love you. So go on those dates. And
as much as I love you too.
Aww. So you know what? I hope after the dates you're going to tell me what happened on them.
Of course, okay? I should.
I'm waiting for
I will.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Bye.
Yeah, goodbye, guys.